Oh, Jet Lawrence.
Hey, you started already, man.
Some would say, Jet, you're a generational talent.
Yeah, finally, it's good to hear you say that, actually. Yeah.
This is ridiculous. We had the interview lined up, Steve.
Jet just picked the number one media source for this first interview. So.
He whipped his thing out first. So. Wow.
But look how long mine is.
That's a good
point. He does have a good point there. Yeah, he really does.
Yeah, look at that. I got reach.
All right, can we just do this real quick and then never mind the Racer X Media?
I used the same quote, so just ask the question.
I saved the best for last, okay? Oh. I make him feel a little
I'm going to ask the same question.
Three for three at Paula. Incredible. This one was backwards. It doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, for some reason, I think I just have some magic or something on this in this area. I've had 3 for 3, like you said. It's awesome, and you can't really complain about it much, but hopefully we can keep it like that.
Yeah. Four in a row. Did anything change for you coming into Ironman? Like, anything different? Any settings? Any mindset? I don't know. Did something happen to help these four in a row motos?
I just kind of kept at my work, really. Everyone else is kind of dying down now because it's starting to get they're all starting to get more mentally fatigued, and thankfully I have an awesome trainer, Johnny, and he keeps on my ass, and thankfully all the work in the off season's really starting to pay off, really. So, yeah.
So Johnny, he's trained the Martin brothers, right? He trained Ricky. He's trained a lot of guys,
yeah.
And he's known for his soul crushing bike rides.
Yeah.
How do you do on those bike rides?
I suffer a lot, but I'm starting to get closer to them, which is so they don't hurt as bad as they used to, but they still suck.
Yeah, it's I've heard. Track prep today looks like kind of the same as round one?
To be honest, I think round one was better, to be honest. Today I felt like it was an Eli track, you know, like how the ruts would kind of go into more berms. Eli's really good at that, and I think it was more that type of track, and the once it got dry, they tried to keep some water into it, but once it goes dry here, it's hard to get that water back in.
All right, and so we're going into Hangtown. You got a nice lead, but I guess you've been to Hangtown before, right? You raced a regional or something there. What are your thoughts on this week and the preparation for Hangtown?
My preparation for Hangtown is going to be same as this week, and I'm going to be going in mentally-wise thinking that I suck this weekend and make sure I go there and do my job.
Rank these announcers in order. Emig, Langston, Wygant. Rank them in order.
Wait, Emig?
Emig, Langston, and Wygant. Weege.
Okay, we'll go... I'm going to go Langston first.
Okay, fair enough.
Because he's just a nice guy.
Yep.
And I'll put Jason second because... All right. Because he's right here, I don't want to get knocked out.
I was really hoping you'd go third for this idiot.
Or not even podium.
Well, he's in punching distance, so I don't want to get...
Like
I already had one blood nose today, so I don't need another. So,
What happened?
I think the first one I came in, I think mainly because of the heat, but
yep.
I had a blood nose. I was like, oh, okay, but... Yeah.
Well, hey, man, great work. Four in a row, crushing it, and... hard not to think of that championship next week, but yeah, it's looking good, man. Thank you for doing this.
No, thank you, boys.